Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets. It's 8:38 a.m. Eastern Time, June 29th. We're processing the weekly update on the stock market, and then we'll follow up with the weekly update in the grains and get that posted for you. All right, this looking at the daily chart, we said the market could drop to 540. It dropped faster than we thought, and we did come up with some additional downside and better quality targets here, but unfortunately couldn't update you in a timely manner. One of those targets is right around 529, and the market's there this morning. The next target is 518 or so, and the next one's 506. So keep those in mind. Run your Fibonacci retracements and whatnot. The model's saying a level four bottom ideally will occur during first half today, but we can't rule out the market bottoming towards the end of the day. It could be another down day. Now, this level four bottom will ideally trigger a coin side correlate with a level three bottom, and level three is your monthly type of bottom. We're expecting a rebound next week for the corn market and these other grains, soybeans and wheat. We think it could be a little bit of news, maybe a little worries over hot and dry forecasts or not enough rains. But it doesn't have to be that way. It could be that as long as we don't show tremendously improving rains and crop conditions, it could be more of like a technical rebound that they sold a little too much too fast, and it may be a limited rebound. We are concerned. We've seen the high for the year. It's going lower into harvest. It's going lower into August. We'll explain more of that in the weekly update. Therefore, we're also concerned the bounce coming by next week may not be driven by truly bullish news, weather news. It does look like El Nino is busting through and working its way into the Corn Belt, and so it just may be over this year. But it's still, we still have plenty of time for a sudden return and surprise to abrupt dryness and heat. And so far, we're not getting the heat. We're getting the dryness, and we realize there's probably a lot of farmer producers out there really upset with this market right now, saying, hey, I got dying corn. What are you talking about? Why are you knocking these prices down? But there's pictures out there of dying corn that looked fantastic 24, 48 hours later, okay? And there was already corn looking out there fantastic, and the thing for soybeans. So it's just one of those weird, fuzzy, mixed years and abrupt changes in the weather and abrupt changes in how the crop's looking, and the market is responding accordingly. This market, as I've warned you all year long, it seems like it does not want to play a bullish scenario unless we have La Nina. They're going to err on the side of being bearish during El Nino, even though, yes, history does show sometimes El Nino related to a crop problem. Didn't necessarily drive it, okay? But it occurred, all right? Any rate, best forecast is the market will pick its head up next week. That may be all it's going to do. Best forecast is we're very close to some kind of a bottom. But here's the problem. We've got a holiday. We've got a weekend. What if they assume the weather's going to be great all through next week? Maybe even if they put a level four bottom in today, maybe it bounces into tomorrow and then right back down to begin tomorrow, because just as they were buying on Fridays ahead of weekends, they may now be in a mood to sell on Fridays ahead of weekends. This level three trend can extend lower still into next week. Really should bottom this week, the latest. But it might, the weather could interfere and distort some things. It is quite oversold here. We want to give it a chance. And I think a positive day, any day now and early next week, probably a sign of a level three bottom. It should bounce for at least a couple of days, and then we'll look for another top and perhaps another decline. Now, in the weekly update, I'll also go over the weekly charts and some of those larger trends. So now what we want to do is go to the August soybeans. Okay. And in the August soybeans, it did come down to our objective of around 1355 on down to 1321. So it may go lower yet, but the model gets a gold star. I think we told you that in a timely manner, maybe not, but at least model calculations, it was there, it's a done deal. If it goes lower still and it goes below 1321, we just get additional gold star. But like the corn market, it really ought to bottom for level three. Unfortunately, the beans don't have to bottom to early next week, whereas corn should bottom this week the latest. Okay? Here again, I think if you see a positive day and now into early next week, probably a level three bottom for soybeans. If they start trading above 1369 and three quarters for the August contract, probably a level three bottom, more so if you got a close above it. 5.32 daily slow stochastic is oversold, warning of a chance for a bottom, but the spread is wide enough to consider a chance for lingering downside momentum next 1 to 3 days. It's just setting up for a bottom. There really is no evidence or sign of a bottom now. We need someone to buy it first, and then we'll jump on board and say, ah, a bottom, okay? So be concerned. There can still be more downside here. If they think the weather's great, the crop's great, if they don't think the exports are going to be all that great here, any global issues, okay? And when it bounces next week, we may learn it can't even get over 14 bucks. So keep that in mind, and we'll discuss that in a weekly update in terms of some of the larger trends. At any rate, the trend is down. The trade is still bearish, but we think they kind of washed out some longs here, kind of overdid it on the selling here. And we want to give the model a chance that it's going to pick its head up next week. Now, for the wheat market, big retracement, looks ugly. It's similar to corn. Similar to corn and beans, it's due for level 3 bottom. It's due to pick its head up next week. We're unsure how much, how well the rally may be weak from now on for those larger trends that I'll discuss in a weekly update. 5-day average near 704 for the September Chicago wheat, nearby resistance if it wants to pick its head up. It may go lower still, can't rule out 650s to 630s, okay? Keep that in mind. Daily indicator is warning a chance of lingering near-term downside momentum next 1 to 3 days. Model saying that's fine, that's okay. It is oversold, even more oversold than what we've seen in the soybeans here. I think it is warning. We got to consider they can put the brakes on and eventually even turn it up some. And again, we get a positive day, probably a level 3 bottom. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.